For many, the challenge isn't just navigating the medical or emotional aspects of family building. It's figuring out how to pay for it all. From IUI cycles and IVF to egg freezing or surrogacy arrangements, the financial side can feel overwhelming. But with the right information, you can plan smarter, budget effectively, and take meaningful steps towards your goals. Welcome to the Fertility Cafe, where we explore the beautiful complexity of modern family building. I'm your host, Eloise Drain, and this is a space for honest conversations about surrogacy, egg donation, and the journey to parenthood. With expert insights and real stories, we're here to guide you through the medical, legal, and emotional aspects of third-party family building. We believe that love has no limits, and neither should parenthood. I'm your host, Eloise Drain, and this is the space where we dive deep into the world of family building. Whether you're actively pursuing fertility treatments or planning for the future through fertility preservation, today's episode is one you can't afford to miss. We're talking about fertility finances. In this episode, we'll break down the true costs of family building, explore budgeting tips, and share practical strategies to help you fund your journey, whether that means starting treatments now or preparing for the future. And for those of you who've been with us for a while, you might remember episode 47, where we covered funding your fertility journey. Today, we're expanding on that conversation with fresh insights and actionable advice. So let's dive in. The reality of fertility financing. First, let's address what's on everyone's mind, the costs. Family building can be expensive, but understanding the real numbers helps you plan effectively. I would venture to say every year fertility treatment has gotten more expensive. The numbers I'm going to share are the current estimates for 2025. Currently, IVF typically costs between $12,000 and $20,000 per cycle. But that's just the base price. Medications can add another $3,000 to $7,000. And additional procedures like genetic testing might add $3,000 to $5,000 more. For those considering fertility preservation, egg freezing typically costs between $6,000 to $15,000 per cycle, plus annual storage fees of $500 to $1,000. And if you're exploring third-party reproduction, costs vary significantly. Donor eggs typically range from $20,000 to $40,000, while a complete surrogacy journey can range from $100,000 to $200,000. I know these numbers can seem daunting. There's often a misconception that family building is only for the ultra wealthy. Once you hear figures like these, it might feel that way. But here's the truth. Family building is accessible to anyone who is willing to plan and be strategic. Today's fertility options are designed to meet a wide variety of needs. Whether you're navigating medical challenges, exploring options as part of the LGBTQ community, or planning for the future with fertility preservation, there's a path that can work for you, creating a timeline. When it comes to family building, timing plays a crucial role, both biologically and financially. Having a clear timeline helps you set realistic expectations and make informed financial decisions. Some paths like IVF or surrogacy may require longer planning periods due to medical, legal, and financial considerations. Others like egg freezing may have more flexibility, but still require budgeting for storage fees and future use. By mapping out your journey, you can break the process into manageable steps and ensure you're financially prepared for each stage. But what does that journey actually look like? Family building isn't a one-size-fits-all. There are multiple paths depending on your unique circumstances, medical needs, and personal preferences. For some, fertility treatments are the starting point, offering medical support to improve the chances of conception. Others may explore fertility preservation to keep their options open for the future. And for those who need additional assistance, third-party reproduction provides alternative ways to grow a family. So let's break it down and talk about what these different options actually look like. Fertility treatments. For many, the journey begins with fertility treatments. These options are often the first step for individuals or couples exploring ways to conceive. Medications. Fertility medications like Clomid or Letrozole help stimulate ovulation. Injectable hormones may also be recommended in more complex cases to increase the chances of conception. IUI, intrauterine insemination. This procedure involves placing sperm directly into the uterus to improve the likelihood of fertilization. IUI is often used for mild challenges like timing issues or unexplained infertility with success rates of 10 to 20% per cycle. IVF and fertility preservation. IVF, or in vitro fertilization, is one of the most advanced fertility treatments available. It can also be used for fertility preservation, offering flexibility for those delaying parenthood. IVF, the process involves stimulating the ovaries to produce multiple eggs, retrieving those eggs, and fertilizing them in a lab to create embryos. The healthiest embryos are transferred to the uterus. IVF is recommended for conditions like advanced maternal age, severe infertility, or unexplained issues. Some choose to freeze embryos instead, especially if they're not ready for transfer yet. Egg freezing. Similar to IVF, but without immediate fertilization, this option allows eggs to be frozen for future use. It's ideal for individuals planning to delay parenthood for personal or medical reasons. Third-party reproduction. Third-party reproduction supports individuals or couples who need additional assistance to build their families. Egg or sperm donation. Donors provide genetic material when intended parents cannot use their own. Eggs may be fresh or frozen, while sperm is typically sourced from a sperm bank or a known donor. Embryo donation. Individuals or couples with remaining embryos from IVF can choose to donate them to others who are trying to conceive. This option provides a unique path to parenthood for those who may not be able to create embryos themselves. Surrogacy. A surrogate carries the baby for the intended parents using IVF. This process involves thorough medical screenings, legal contracts, and open communication to ensure all parties are aligned and supported. Planning your path. Getting started takes time, research, and preparation. Knowing what to focus on at each stage can help you stay organized and reduce stress. Here's a general timeline to guide you through the process. 12 to 18 months before starting treatment. Research your options. Explore paths like IVF, egg or sperm donation, surrogacy, or embryo donation to determine what fits your needs. Start clinic and agency research. Compare fertility clinics, donor programs, and surrogacy agencies to create a short list. Look for success rates, reviews, and services offered. Begin financial planning. Whether saving, applying for grants, or exploring financing, start building your resources early. 6 to 12 months before starting treatment. Select providers. Finalize your choice of fertility clinic, surrogacy agency, or donor program. Confirm your path. Decide whether you'll use your own genetic material or need donor assistance. If surrogacy is part of your plan, begin discussions about matching with the surrogate. 3 to 6 months before starting treatment. Schedule consultations. Meet with your chosen providers to outline your treatment plan and complete any necessary testing or evaluations. Begin the matching process. If you're using donor eggs, sperm, or embryos, or working with a surrogate, this is the time to finalize matches. Prepare for procedures. Coordinate timelines for IVF cycles, embryo creation, or any legal agreements related to third-party reproduction. Breaking down the costs. Now let's get specific about what these numbers actually include, because understanding the components helps you identify where you might find savings. Let's use IVF as an example. The $12,000 to $20,000 base price typically includes initial fertility workup and testing, ultrasound monitoring during your cycle, blood work to track hormone levels, the egg retrieval procedure, the embryo transfer procedure, if you're the one who's going to do it, and the initial pregnancy test. But here's what's usually not included in that base price: medications for stimulation and support, genetic testing of embryos, embryo freezing and storage, additional monitoring appointments, and anesthesia fees. For fertility preservation, the base price usually includes the egg freezing procedure itself, initial monitoring, lab work, and cryopreservation. But you'll need to budget separately for annual storage fees, future thawing and fertilization, and future transfer procedures. If you have insurance, it's worth checking to see what, if anything, is covered, since many policies offer little to no coverage for fertility treatments. But don't lose hope. There may be ways to cut down on out-of-pocket costs. One option is to consider getting some of your initial testing and screenings done at your OBGYN's office instead of a fertility clinic. Sometimes the way procedures are coded for insurance purposes can make a difference. Tests done at a general OBGYN practice may be covered under routine care, whereas the same tests at a fertility clinic could be classified differently and not covered at all. Before scheduling anything, it's a good idea to do a little bit of research up front. This could help you save money while still getting the information and care you need to move forward. When it comes to third-party reproduction, I know the numbers can feel overwhelming at first. But here's the thing. Understanding the breakdown of costs and exploring ways to manage them can make all the difference. Whether you're considering surrogacy, egg or sperm donation, or even embryo donation, having a plan and knowing what to expect can turn what feels like an uphill battle into a manageable journey. So what makes up the costs? Let's take a closer look at where your money goes in each phase. Phase one, professional fees. Before any medical procedure begins, you'll need to invest in the professional fees. These fees typically range from $15,000 to $50,000 and cover agency fees for matching with a surrogate or donor, legal fees to draft contracts and establish parental rights, escrow management to handle payments securely, and insurance companies that will provide insurance for your surrogate and egg donor. Mental health support for intended parents, donors, and surrogates. If you find a surrogate or donor independently, you can reduce agency costs. However, it's still crucial to work with legal and financial professionals to ensure the process runs smoothly. Phase two, preconception. This phase includes all medical procedures needed to create embryos and prepare for transfer. Costs can range from $12,000 to $40,000, but this phase can be broken into two steps to allow for financial flexibility. Step one, embryo creation, fertility testing for intended parents and or egg donors, egg retrieval and fertilization using your own eggs and sperm or a donor, embryo freezing and storage, if not transferring immediately. If working with an egg donor, this is where their compensation comes in, typically $8,000 to $20,000 for a fresh cycle. If funds are tight, you can pause here after embryo creation and resume when you're financially ready. Step two, preparing for transfer. Medical screenings for the surrogate. Insurance review. If the surrogate's insurance doesn't cover pregnancy, a specialty plan can add $37,000 or more. Travel expenses for egg donors or surrogates, typically $2,000 to $10,000. Phase three, conception, embryo transfer and surrogate-related expenses. Once embryos are ready and the surrogate is medically cleared, the embryo transfer process begins. Costs can include embryo transfer procedure at the fertility clinic, surrogate compensation, which typically starts at $50,000 and can exceed $80,000 for experienced surrogates, medications to support implantation in early pregnancy, legal contracts for parental rights to ensure intended parents are legally recognized. Phase four, pregnancy. Once the surrogate is pregnant, additional medical costs come into play. Pregnancy and delivery expenses, typically range from $10,000 to $30,000 depending on insurance coverage and location. Prenatal care and monitoring throughout the pregnancy. Delivery costs, including hospital fees, complications, and potential C-sections. Unexpected medical expenses in cases of pregnancy-related complications. Always review the surrogate's existing insurance before purchasing additional coverage. If her policy covers pregnancy-related care, it can save you thousands of dollars. Now let's dive into something that can make a huge difference in your family-building journey: understanding your insurance options. This is a complex topic, but I'm going to break it down into manageable pieces. First, let's talk about traditional insurance coverage. Many people assume their health insurance won't cover any fertility treatments, but that's not always true. Even basic insurance plans might cover your diagnostic testing and some medications. The key is knowing exactly what to look for in your policy. When you're reviewing your insurance coverage, look specifically for these terms: infertility diagnosis and testing, treatment for underlying conditions affecting fertility, fertility medications, artificial insemination or IUI, in vitro fertilization, fertility preservation, third-party reproduction coverage. Here's another tip. Don't just look under infertility treatment. Sometimes coverage is hidden under other categories like reproductive health or advanced reproductive technology. Now, let's talk about the state insurance mandates, because this is huge. Depending on where you live, your state might require insurance companies to cover fertility treatments. Currently, about 20 states have some form of fertility coverage mandate, but they vary significantly. For example, in Illinois, most insurance plans must cover up to 4 egg retrievals for IVF. Massachusetts requires coverage for necessary fertility treatments with no monetary cap. Maryland's mandate includes coverage for 3 IVF cycles. But here's what's important to understand. These mandates often come with specific requirements. You might need to meet certain medical criteria or social criteria. They may prohibit single or LGBTQ+ individuals. You may have to try other treatments first, use in-network providers, be married in some states, or have a specific diagnosis. Also, state mandates don't apply to all insurance plans. If your employer is self-insured, or if your plan falls under the federal ERISA regulations, state mandates might not apply. That's why it's crucial to speak directly with your insurance provider about your specific plan. Fertility specialty companies. Now, let's talk about specialized fertility insurance plans. These are different from your regular health insurance and can be purchased separately. Companies like Carrot Fertility offer specific fertility insurance products. Here's what makes them unique. They focus exclusively on fertility treatment coverage. They often include medication coverage. Some offer guaranteed rates with specific clinics. Many include case management services, and some provide coverage for procedures traditional insurance won't touch. When looking at these plans, pay attention to waiting periods before coverage begins, whether they cover existing fertility issues, what types of procedures they cover, will they pass on benefits for third-party reproduction, network restrictions, lifetime maximums, and what happens if you change jobs. The answers to these questions can make a difference of tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket. Plus, understanding your coverage options helps you make informed decisions about timing your treatments and choosing your providers. So what does this mean in practice? Let's say you're doing IVF. Rather than giving you a $10,000 lifetime maximum that barely covers half a cycle, these programs might cover 2 or 3 complete IVF cycles, including medications, monitoring, and even genetic testing of embryos. For those using donor eggs or pursuing surrogacy, many of these programs now offer coverage for these paths as well. These programs often include comprehensive cycle coverage rather than dollar limits, coverage for LGBTQ+ family building, fertility preservation options, access to clinic networks, simplified authorization processes, genetic testing coverage, and pharmacy benefits. Medications. Let's move on to medication costs, because this is where you can often find significant savings. Did you know that fertility medication prices can vary by thousands of dollars between pharmacies? And I'm not talking about different generic versions. I mean the exact same medication, same manufacturer, just different pharmacies. Here's a real-world example. The medication Gonal F, commonly used in IVF cycles, might cost $900 per vial at one pharmacy and $600 at another. If your protocol calls for six vials, that's an $1,800 difference just by making a few phone calls. Some practical tips for medication savings. First, always ask your clinic which pharmacies they recommend. They often know which ones offer the best service and prices. Use pharmacy comparison tools, which compare prices across multiple pharmacies. Websites like GoodRx can help, though they don't always show specialty pharmacy prices. Ask about medication donation programs. Many clinics have programs where patients can donate unused medications. These medications are carefully screened and can save you thousands of dollars. Call around to local hospital pharmacies or compounding pharmacies to compare pricing. Some pharmacies will give competitor discounts. Building a budget that works. Now that we understand the costs, let's talk strategy. Creating a family-building budget isn't like planning for a vacation or a new car. It requires a different approach. First, think in terms of phases rather than a single lump sum. For example, if you're pursuing IVF, you might break it down into phase one, initial testing and consultation. Phase two, first treatment cycle and medications. Phase three, contingency fund for additional cycles if needed. Why this approach? Because it helps you set realistic milestones and adjust your plan based on results and response to treatment. Here's a practical example. Instead of trying to save $30,000 all at once, you might aim for $5,000 for initial testing and consultation, $15,000 for your first IVF cycle and medications, $10,000 in reserve for additional procedures and subsequent cycles. This phased approach makes the overall cost more manageable and gives you clear targets to work toward. Now, here's something crucial that many people overlook: shopping around for professionals. You might be surprised to learn that costs can vary significantly between clinics in the same area. I'm talking about differences of thousands of dollars for the same treatments. But, and this is important, don't just look at the bottom line price. When comparing clinics, ask these specific questions. What's included in your base price for IVF? Do you offer package deals for multiple cycles? What are your success rates for my specific situation? Do you have in-house financing options? Which insurance plans do you work with? Success rates versus cost considerations. When choosing a clinic, balance costs with success rates. A clinic with higher success rates may save you money in the long run by reducing the number of cycles needed. Use resources like the CDC's Assisted Reproductive Technology reports to guide your research. Also, go to episode 103, where we talk about building your family-building team. The same goes for agencies if you're pursuing donor eggs or surrogacy. Different agencies have different fee structures, and some might offer more comprehensive services than others. When comparing agencies, look at their track record with cases similar to yours. What services are included in their fees? Their experience with any unique aspects of your situation. For legal professionals, experience in reproductive law is crucial. Yes, their fees matter, but their expertise can save you money and headaches in the long run. Ask about their experience with cases similar to yours, your state's specific laws, international arrangements if relevant, and complex family situations. Now let's talk about something that's absolutely crucial: planning for contingencies. Here's a rule of thumb. Set aside 10 to 15% of your total budget for unexpected expenses. Because fertility treatments don't always work on the first try, and unexpected costs can pop up. So what kind of unexpected expenses am I talking about? Things like additional monitoring appointments, extra medication needs, genetic testing that wasn't initially planned, travel costs for your surrogate or donor, legal fees for unexpected situations, additional fees for unexpected medical expenses, such as C-section or invasive procedures. Let's put this in real numbers. If you're planning for IVF with a total budget of $20,000, aim to have an additional $2,000 to $5,000 in reserve. Think of it as your fertility emergency fund. It might seem like a lot to set aside, but having this buffer can make the difference between continuing treatment and having to take a break at a crucial moment. Long-term planning. Lastly, think beyond the immediate costs. Consider long-term expenses like sibling transfers, cryopreservation renewal fees, or additional treatments if you want to expand your family in the future. Planning now can save you time and money later. Financing options beyond savings. Let's talk about the various ways to fund your family building journey beyond traditional savings. The landscape of fertility financing has evolved significantly, offering more options than ever before. Fertility-specific financing programs. These are loans designed specifically for fertility treatment. There are several companies that offer competitive interest rates, flexible payment terms, quick approval processes, and coverage for multiple cycles. Health savings account, HSA, maximization. Contribute the maximum annual amount. Use it for fertility-related medications and save receipts for future reimbursement. Shared risk programs. These programs offer multiple IVF cycles for a single upfront fee with a partial refund if you don't achieve success. Here's how they typically work. You pay upfront for multiple cycles, usually the cost of about two cycles. You get up to two treatment cycles. If you don't have a successful pregnancy, you receive a partial refund. Grants and scholarships. Now let's talk about grants and financial assistance programs, because there's much more available than most people realize. There's programs for disease-specific organizations like Livestrong Fertility, faith-based organizations, professional association grants, state-specific programs. There are also professional-specific grants. Are you a teacher? Check out the Parental Hope Family Grant. First responder, look into the Hope for Fertility Foundation. Jewish organizations like the Jewish Free Loan Association offer interest-free loans for fertility treatment. Outside sources. What about friends and family members? GoFundMe. Ask employer for fund matching. Investments, HELOC or second mortgages, tax deductions. While planning your budget, don't overlook potential tax benefits. Many fertility-related expenses, such as treatments, medications for yourself, and even travel for medical care, are tax deductible. Consulting a tax professional or reviewing IRS guidelines can help you maximize these savings. The emotional side of family planning. Let's take a moment to talk about something that doesn't always get enough attention, the emotional side of financing your family building journey. Because this isn't just about numbers. The financial aspect of this process can bring up a lot of feelings, overwhelm, anxiety, maybe even guilt about the costs involved. If that's where you are right now, here's what I want you to remember. There is no single right way to finance your journey. Everyone's path looks different. Taking time to plan and save doesn't mean you're any less committed to becoming a parent. Exploring multiple funding options isn't a sign of weakness. It's about making informed decisions that work for you. And most importantly, your worth as a future parent is not tied to your financial situation. Now, let's talk about some ways to navigate the emotional weight of financial planning. Set boundaries around fertility-related spending. It's easy to feel pressure to try one more thing, but having a clear financial plan can help you stay grounded. Create milestones to celebrate along the way, whether it's reaching a savings goal, completing a medical step, or simply making a tough decision. Acknowledging progress can help you stay motivated. Include self-care in your budget. This journey can be emotionally draining, and prioritizing your well-being isn't an indulgence, it's a necessity. Surround yourself with support, whether it's a trusted friend, an online group, or a community of people who understand what you're going through. Connecting with others can make a real difference. Closing thoughts. Fertility planning can feel overwhelming, but breaking it into phases and assembling a strong team makes it manageable. Whether you're pursuing IVF or incorporating third-party reproduction, clarity and planning will help make your dream of parenthood a reality. Thank you for joining us at the Fertility Cafe. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who might benefit from this information. You can find show notes and resources from this episode in the description or visit thefertilitycafe.com for more information.